Today's daf is Erevin daf Chof Aleph, and we have three lines from the bottom of daf Chof Amidays, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ado. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. The Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, and Chana Miriam bas Pacheva Malka. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss halachos about Pasei Beirois. And just like some of the previous daffin, the Gemara is going to take a left turn mid-daff, and we're going to have another daff of a lot of agadata. Zok the Gemara, Om Reb Yitzchak Barado, loy hutru Pasei Beirois, elo lo'oile regalim bilvad. This special kula of Pasei Beirois was stated only for the Oilei Regalim. Meaning, this is not something that you can just do. Don't try this at home. For the Oilei Regalim, the Chachamim made a special kula that Pasei Beirois can create a Rishos Hayachid. But other than for the Oilei Regalim, it's not okay. Straight the Gemara. Is that true? But Tani, we learned to the Brisa. Lihuchu Pasei Beirois, Elul Gabi Behema Bilvad. The Brisa says the Pasei Beirois work only for Behemoth. Meaning, if you want to use the well to feed a Behema, you can rely on Pasei Beirois. If you want to use the well for you to be able to draw water to drink yourself, then you can't use the Pasei Beirois. But it sounds like from the Brisa, as long as it's for a Behema, it's okay, even if it's not for the Oilei Regalim. So, the Gemara, my Behema, Behemas Oilei Regalim. Meaning, it's true that loyhutru pasi birois elo gabi behemo. It's also true that loyhutru pasi birois elo loy the regalim. The two brisos don't contradict each other, they complement each other. Meaning, there's two boxes you have to check off if you're going to use the mechitzais of pasi birois. Number one, it can only be used the behemo. Number two, it could only be used loy the regalim. Says the Gemara, Aval Adam. What if a person, even one of the oile regal, that wants to draw water for him to drink himself, it's not okay. Metafes v'oila, metafes v'yoyot. What he needs to do is go into the pit, drink some water, and come back out. But for him to draw water from the well, that's not okay. He can't even rely on the Pasei Beirois. Meaning, for the behemoth to go in the pit, that's going to be very problematic. But for the person himself, it's not such a big deal. Climb in and climb out. And that's what he's supposed to faith. Is that true? The only time you can use Pasei Beirois is if the water inside the well is Be'er Mayim Chayim. It's clean water. Faith the Gemara, if either behemo. Now, if the whole Pasei Beirois is being used only for behemos, mali chayim, mali mechunasim, who cares what type of water it is? Meaning, the Gemara's assumption is that if the water can be used by the people, so then maybe there's a svara to say that you can only use Pasei Beirois if it's water that people would ordinarily drink. But if it's being used for behemo, all water is roi for behemos. So what would this idea be that lehutru Pasei Beirois elo lebe'er mayim chayim bovad? So the Gemara says that even though it's true you can only use the water, the Pasei Beirois for behemos, but be'inon midi di chazi la'adam. But at the very least, it has to be water that's chazi la'adam. And if it's not water that's chazi la'adam, it's not going to be okay. What's the svara? Second Rashi on the Amid. Kivan de mayim mashvilahu mechitza, be'inon mayim chashuvim. We saw this lumdus in the previous staff. The only time the pasim have a din mechitza is if there's mayim. That means the mayim is ultimately the cause. It's giving the mechitzos, it's koyach, it's energy to be considered a mechitza. So you need mayim chshuvim in order for the mayim to be able to give the mechitzos a din mechitza. The point is, loyhutru pasi birois elo loyli regalim bovad, loyhutru pasi birois elo legabi behema bovad, and loyhutru pasi birois elo lebe'er mayim chayim bovad. Zok digam argufa, loyhutru pasi birois elo behema bovad, aval odem etafes v'oilem etafes v'yoy, vim hoyu ruchavin. Says the Braisa, what would be if the well was very wide, meaning it would be very hard for a person to climb in and climb out. What's the assumption? How's the person going to get into the well? He's giving you the walls of the well for him to be able to climb down and then eventually use the wells to get up. But what if the walls are so far apart from each other that he can't do it? So then the halach is, then a person can go. Meaning there's no din that it's only for a behemoth. The assumption is that a person doesn't have to use it. It's not necessary. It's a convenience. For that, you don't have the kula of Pasei Beirois. What would be if the walls are so wide apart? Then enochinami, any person would be able to use it. Another halach of the malu adam mayim bitan lifnei behemtoi. You're not allowed to take water from the well and give it to your behema. Meaning, hold the keli and feed your behema. Avo memalehu. What you have to do is fill up your trough with water, v'shoyfech, and then pour it lifnei behema, v'shoysem me'ela. But you're not allowed to be holding the water while you're feeding your behema. This was something that was discussed in very great detail in Daf Chof. Maskef l'Rav Anan, Rav Anan asked the kasha, imkein, if that's the case, maho ilu pasibiroi, so what's the whole point to pasibiroi? If you're anyways not allowed to hold the keli while you're feeding your animal, what's the point? So the Gemara says, maho ilu, what do you mean? L'malish, man. At the end of the day, without pasibiroi, if you had no mechitzis, you wouldn't be allowed to take the water out of the well to even put it in front of your animals. Just because you can't physically be holding the keli while you're feeding your animal, that means maho ilu chachamim with pasi b'roi. So the Gemara says, no, Ravana meant to ask was, alamai hoyul roisha v'ruba shapar. Why is there a din that the roisha v'ruba of the para has to be within the borders, within the pasin, in order for the pasi b'roi to work? What's the svara? So again, the Gemara discussed this in great detail on Daf Chav. The reason is because we're concerned that while you're feeding your animal, the animal may go outside of the Rishus HaRabim. You're going to follow the animal to the Rishus HaRabim, and not Shema Yavi Renu Dalet Ames Bishus HaRabim, but or Shema Yavi Renu Dalet Ames Bishus HaRabim. The point is, you may go ahead and violate the Malacha of Hoitzah, but that's only a concern if you're holding the Keli while you're feeding your animal. If you're not holding the Keli, then that is not a concern. So Rav Anan's question was that if you're going to tell me that you're not allowed to hold the Keli while you're feeding the animal, that even with Pasi B'Rois, what's the Halacha? Lo Yimalei Adam Mayim V'Yitei Lefnei Behem. You can't be holding it while you're giving it to your animal. Rather, memalehu v'shoyfech lefnei behema v'shoyse me'elel. So if that's the case, my hoyul roisha v'ruba shapar. Why is this such a halacha? Amar Abayas. Abayas said on Daf Chaf Aleph what he said twice on Daf Chaf on the base. Hachav and Mayaskin. And that line is not referring to your typical textbook case of pasi b'rois. Rather, it's talking about a very specific akimtu. It's talking about an evos, a trough that was in a rishus harabim. It opened up into a rishus hayachid, and on one side, and on the other side, it was within the borders of pasi b'rois. Oh yeah, so it was 10 tefachim, tov v'roichem arba, and it was 4 tefachim. Why? V'roishin nichnas l'bein ha'pasim. And it's in that case where the halacha is that if somebody's taking water that from the well that's inside the pasi b'rois, and he wants to put it inside this avos to feed his animal, so you would think that maybe it should be okay for him to walk the water closer to the animal, derech the shusarabim, as long as he's holding the trough on top of the avos. Why? Because the Evos is a Rishus HaYachid, it's Gevoya Dalet, Yud, and it's Rachav Dalet, and Rishus HaYachid is Oyla Adorakiya, and you're allowed to be metal to something in a Rishus HaYachid while you're standing in a Rishus HaRabim. So that's something that you would have thought you were allowed to do. Kamash Malan the Brai said that you're not allowed to do that. What you need to do is, you have to pour the water that you just drew from the well into the trough within the pasi b'rois and let it naturally, it's shoyfech, let it go by itself to the animal. The point is, the punchline is that there is no halacha anywhere that says that in the world of pasi b'rois, when you're feeding it for the oily regalim, for your behema, that you can't be holding the keli while you're feeding your animal. There's no halacha that says you have to put it down on the ground. That part of the braisa that says you have to put it down on the ground is talking about a specific akimta, and it's for that reason you have the halacha of roishoy v'ruba. Zok de gemar, omer Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, omer Rav, in burgenim b'bavel. There's no halachas of burgenim b'bavel, v'loy pasi b'rois b'chutzaretz. And there's no halachas of pasi b'rois b'chutzaretz. So we're familiar with pasi b'rois. What a burgenim. So burgenim is another real eruvin term. It's something that's negeya, not eruve chatzeres, but it's negeya eruve techumen. So we know that a person is not let it go more than alpayamama outside of the city. Meaning you're allowed to walk as far as you want within the city that you're residing in on Shabbos. It's outside the city that you're not allowed to go outside of the tchum. So once you leave the city limits, then there's halacha of alpayamama. The question is, where does the city end? So you would say, I don't know, there's some tchum of the city. That's where it is. Here's the chiddush. Any house that's technically outside the city limits, but it's within a certain proximity to the city limits, it's within 70 and two-thirds amos, has a din as being part of the city. Not just that, it extends the city. Which means if you have another house that's 70 and two-thirds amos from that, the city continues. If you have another house that's 70 and two-thirds amos from that, the city would continue. It's possible to have a city that ended here, but it goes on for miles based on this halacha that any individual house has the ability to extend the city. The halacha is that even Borgen and even huts are considered chashuv enough for them to be able to extend the city. Stating that, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, who was a Talmud Muvik of Rav, said, I heard from my Rebbe two things. Number one, the laws of Borgen and that huts have the ability to extend the city don't apply in Bavel. The laws of Pasi B'Rois that we're all familiar with don't apply in Chutzlars. And he explained, Borgen and Bavel, the reason Borgen doesn't work in Bavel, the Shechichi Bitki. The reason is because there were often floods in Bavel. And because there were floods, the floods, these hurricanes, would often and cause these huts to be washed away. So they weren't chashuv in Bavel. Somewhere else, maybe they can have a kiyum. But over here, they were constantly being thrown all over the place. And as a result, they weren't chashuv the Borgenin. They don't have the ability to extend the city. The reason that doesn't work is the leishchichi mesifta. The reason is because there weren't any talmidim that were going to learn Torah in Chutz Laretz. And that's why you don't have the laws of Pasi B'Rois. At first glance, what does that mean? Who cares that nobody's going to learn Torah? Pasi B'Rois is related to being Oyler Rega. We just saw the Braisa. Loy Hutru Pasi B'Rois, Elo Lo Oyler Regalim B'Vak. So it's a very important Rashi. It's Kedai to see it inside. Dibur HaMaskel, Do Loy Shchichi Mesifta. Zok Dei Lugi Rashi, Liyos Talmidim Hoylchin Me'ir Le'ir Lil Moy Torah. There were no Talmidim in Chutzarets that were going from city to city to learn Torah. U Pasi B'Rois, Loy Hutru Elo Lo Oyler Regalim, right? Here's the punchline. Uli kayoitza behem. Lav davka oile regel. It's oile regel and anything that's similar to oile regel. Shehoilchen lidvar mitzvah. So anytime a person is traveling lidvar mitzvah, he can rely on the mechitzas of Pasi B'Rois. So in Chutz Laretz, there were no people even traveling lidvar mitzvah. What does it mean you're traveling lidvar mitzvah? Hey, you're probably going to yeshiva. You're going to learn. But it was like shchichi mesifta in Chutz Laretz. So that's why Rav said, there's no Borgen in Bavel because of the floods, and there's no Pasi B'Rois in Chutz Laretz. Aval ipcha, but fakir. Of Dinon, meaning you can use Pasi B'Rois in Bavel, and you can use Borgen in a Chutzlars. You can have yourself some Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi. You'll be able to hear from Rabbi a little differently. In Borgen in a Pasi B'Rois, loy be Bavel, loy be Chutzlars. No Borgen in Pasi B'Rois, neither in Bavel and Chutzlars. He explained Borgen in Bavel the loy. Why is there no Borgen in Bavel that we just said the Shchichi Bitki because of the floods? But Chutzlars nami loy. Why is there no Borgen in Chutzlars? The Shchichi Ganavi because there were a lot of Ganavim. So these huts were very vulnerable. So a Ganav back in the day in the Wild West, when there was no law and order, so people would come, they would steal, there's no repercussions. So again, these huts were not considered chashuv. Pasi B'Rois in Bavel, like, why is there no Pasi B'Rois in Bavel? It's shchichi mesifta, it's because the shchichi maya, because there was a lot of water. And the whole idea of Pasi B'Rois is only for shas hadchak, for people that need it. But there was no shas hadchak in Bavel, because there was plenty of water. But Chutz Laretz, that's the flip side of there being a lot of floods. But Chutz Laretz nami loy, and Chutz Laretz also, there was no Pasi B'Rois, like we just said, le shchichi mesifta. Amr le Rav Chizda le Mori Breda Rav Huna Breda Rav Yirmiyah bar Rav Amri, I've heard. Asisu mi Barnash le Beit Knesset de Daniel. I heard that on Shabbos, you go from Barnash to the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel. Rashi says there was a Beis HaKnesses in Bavel that the Yidden had a Messiah that Daniel davened in. And Daniel is very much synonymous with tefillah. So Daniel davened in this Beis HaKnesses. And Rav Chizda told Mori, Breder of Huna, Breder of Yirmiyah bar Abba, I heard that you went from Barnash to the Beit Knesset of Daniel on Shabbos. And he said, very, very far. They have a tlosa parasi b'shabbato. It's way outside the tchum. So he told him, how could you do that? So he said, probably you're relying on Borgenin, right? Amai samchisu a Borgenin. But Amar Avu Davu, Mishmei Derav, ain't Borgenin b'bavel. But Rav said, ain't Borgenin b'bavel. We have such a Messiah. So how could you, you know, I understand the temptation to want to daven by in the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel. But at the end of the day, Rav said, ain't Borgenin b'Bavel. So the Gemara says, nafak v'achfile. He showed him, he says, come with me. Next time I walk, let's go together. I'm going to show you why I do it. And he showed him, hanu masvasa de mivlam b'shivim amav v'shirayim. He showed him that there were a lot of cities that were churvis, but there were cities that had been once upon a time cities. They were destroyed. The Nisharu Rashi says, shom mechitzais min habatim. There were leftover mechitzais. And this is something that the Gemara talks about later in the Masechta when it gets into the sugyas of Tchumen, that's enough of a Shirayim in order for it to work. He wasn't relying on Borgenin. He knew the halacha that Rav, we had a Masaira who was the Marad Asra in Bavel, that there's no Borgenin in Bavel. He wasn't relying on the Borgenin. What he was relying on was something else. Either way, here comes the digressions. That was the theme of the week. A little bit of Erevin, and then a lot of bit of Agadata. Zok de Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda, Doresh Mori Barmar. Maitich, so what's behind the pasuk that says, the Chol Tichla Ro'isi Kates, Rechava Mitzvascha Ma'oid. David HaMelech said this in Kapitel Kuf Yotes. He said, the Chol Tichla Ro'isi Kates, everything has a limit. Everything has a Kates. But the Torah is Rechava Mitzvascha Ma'oid. David HaMelech, David HaMelech, David HaMelech seemed to be saying that the Torah, it's very hard to finish Torah.
But V'loy Pirshoy, he didn't explain how big the Torah actually is. I mean, he didn't give a number to it. He just said it's huge. L'chol, to every goal I set up to do, I had a finish line. But R'chava Mitzvah Schamoy, Torah is too much. But how much? That he didn't say. Omar Iyav Eloi Pirshoy. Iyav said it as well. Similar theme, not the same words, but the same concept. He also didn't explain it. Omar Yecheskev Eloi Pirshoy. Atsheba Zechariah Ben Yidoy. Also known as the Navi Zechariah. Zechariah came along with Pirshoy. He explained this. Zachtum Omar David Eloi Pirshoy. Where David HaMelech gives this idea that the Torah is so Grois, l'chol tichlo ra'isi kates, r'chava mitzvah schamoy, the pasuk that we just quoted, omri yev alei pirshoy, where did Eev say it, tichsiv? This is the most famous of the psukim that the Gemara is going to bring. Aruka me'eretz mida, u'r'chava mine'yam. The Torah is aruka me'eretz, it's longer than the eretz, and it's r'chava, it's more breit than the yam. Omri yecheskel alei pirshoy, yecheskel said the same idea, he didn't need to explain it, tichsiv, ayifrois, oysa lefanai, v'ksuva panim v'achar, v'kosevei le'ach, kinim, v'hegev v'hi. So Yecheskel is describing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a Torah scroll. But this scroll didn't have on it the Torah Shebiksav. It had on it the Torah Shebal Peh. And he said that it was ksuva, it was written on two sides, panim v'achar, v'kosevei le'ach, and it said on it, kinim, v'hegev v'hi. Kinim, what does that mean? Zuparanusam shal tzadikim v'olam hazeh. Kinim is Miloshim Kina. V'cheinu oimer. Kina hi v'koinenua. V'hege. What is that? Zu matan scharen shal tzadikim lasad lavoi. V'cheinu oimer alehi goyim b'chinar. You see, it has a very happy connotation. V'hi zu poranisan shal risham lasad lavoi. V'chein hu oimer. Where do you find v'hi is a Loshon of Tzar? Hoiva al hoiva tovei. The point is, David HaMelech, Eiv and Yecheskel all said similar ideas. David said, "L'chol tichlo ra'isi kates rechava mitzvas chamoid." Eiv said, "Aruka me'eretz midu rechava miniyam." Yecheskel said, "Vayifrois oisal lefanai v'ksuva panim va'achar." It was this huge scroll. It was written on both sides. Incidentally, I saw in the sefer from Gaon Yaakov, from Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Ben Ishchai. So he says here in his Chedushei Hakodes, what's the point of it was written panim va'achar? He says the Gemara said on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that the Baskol came out and said that Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Beis Shammai is right and Beis Hillel is right. Norvas, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So there's an idea of Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Beis Shammai could say one way and Beis Hillel could say another way and they're both right. Vayifras oisa lefanai v'hiksuva, and I saw the Torah, it was written panim v'achar. It was written looking this way and looking that way. And they're both right. You can have two opposites and somehow there's this multiple reality where Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that's the idea of ksuva panim v'achar. But either way, David didn't explain it. Eev didn't explain it. Yecheskel didn't explain it. Until who? I chabot Zechariah ben Ido, you pirshoy. What did Zechariah say? Tichsiv ayoymer elai, ma'at aroya. The Eibishter told me, said Zechariah, what do you see? Va'oymer, and I said, ani roya megillah ofa. He said, I see a scroll that's folded. Orka esrim ba'amo, v'rochba esrim ba'amo. It was 20 amos long, and it was 10 amos wide. V'chipash this law. Now, if you would unfold the scroll, havila esrim ba'esrim, it was folded on its width. So if you would unfold it, it would go from being 20 by 10 to being 20 by 20. V'ksiv, and the pasuk says, regarding Zechariah's scroll, like Yecheskel's scroll. V'ksuva panav acher. It was written on both sides. Meaning, v'chal kalfis lay, Meloshen k'dei klipa, if you would unfold it again, or you would peel it off, kama havula, what would you have? Arbaim v'esrim. So you're 20 by 20, now it would be 40 by 20. Okay, so how many square amos, so to speak, is the Torah Shebal Peh? It's 40 by 20, which means it's 800 square amos. Fixiv, and it says, regarding the Shamayim, mi modad b'sholoi mayim, v'shamayim bazeres tikein. Now a zeres is a half a amma, which means that if Shamayim is one zeres by one zeres, it's a half a amma by a half a amma, which means it's a quarter of an amma. A half times a half is a quarter. So a quarter of an amma relative to 800 square amas would mean, what's the math? Nimtza kolo oilam kuloi echad mishloishes alafim u'masayim b'teira. It means the world is 1/3200 of the Torah. So you want to have an idea of how big the Torah is? Think of the universe, the ever-expanding universe, and the Torah Shebal Peh is 3,200 times more than that, because one is 800 square amas, and the other one is 1/4 of a square amma. So it's 800 times 4, that's the math, and that's the difference, that's the ratio between the size of the Torah Shebal Peh and the size of Shemayim. Obviously, these are not our amas. The world is not a zeris, not a half a amma by a half a amma. So these are himmelish ammas. But the punchline is that even though David didn't explain it, and Eev gave us the pasuk aruka me'eretz midu rechava min hayam, but it's still a little bit sasum, and even Yecheskel didn't explain it. Ad shebo Zechariah ben Idoy, and he at least gave us some numbers. He gave us a ratio, something to work with. Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Darish Mari Barmar. Another thing that Mari Barmar said, my dechavos from the pasuk that says, V'hine shtei dudoy te'enim. There were two dudoim of te'enim, two pots of figs. Muadim lifnei heichal Hashem. They were prepared in front of the heichal Hashem. Hadud echa te'enim toivois ma'oid. One of these pots had figs that were very, very good. Ki te'enei habakurois. Like the figs that become ripe very quickly. Vahadud echa. And the other one was te'enim rois ma'oid. Very, very bad figs. Ashaloi se'o ochal namir. This is one of your miyoan navi's navois. So the Gemara says, what's going on over here? Te'enim ha'toivois el tzadikim gemurim. Te'enim rois elu rishoim gemurim. V'shem ha'toyim, you're going to say, ovat sivram ubatal sikuyom. The rishoim have no hope. Talmud loim. The end of the pasuk is Hadudon Nosnu Reach. Elu the Elu Asidim Sheyitnu Reach. Even the Rishon Gemurim are going to have a Reach. That's the Ramami Pano we spoke at yesterday. That the Tzaddik is going to come. If there's a Hiru Tshuva that even the Malachim can't see, but the Eibush sees that Zulasi Loy Lavade is going to pull him out of Gehenim. So there's an idea of Hadudon Nosnu Reach. Elu the Elu Asidim Sheyitnu Reach. Or Ashravim. I dechsev Hadudon Nosnu Reach. Elu Bachure Yisrael. It's referring to the Bachrim. Shloi Tam Utam Chet. They never had a tam of chet. Al pisachenu kol megadim elu bnois Yisrael shemagidois pischeim lebaleim. That any time they have dam, they notify their husbands. So any dam that comes from their pesach, they notify their husbands about it. Loshenachar shoigdois pischeim lebaleim. The pesach again is referring to oisem makim, but they close their pesach, meaning they're loyal to their husbands. They're not mezana tachas baleim. Chadoshim gam yishonim doidi tzofanti loch. So what does that mean? We took upon ourselves many gezeres. Klal Yisrael tells the Eibishto, you gave us 613 mitzvahs, and we understood that we need to make zeros and harchakos in order for us to properly be able to observe our 613 mitzvahs. And you know what? We did it. And that's the point. Harbig zeros gozarti alatzmi. This is Knesset Yisrael talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoyser mimashe gozarto alai. We have more derabbanon than we have deoraisas. There's more Yisuri derabbanon than the 365 larvin. And that's the point, and that's what Klal Yisrael is telling the Eibishto. Look how much we love your Torah. We wanted to make sure we protect your Torah. So as much as you imposed on us, right, people can't understand how we observe the Torah. We've added so much of it is self-made. It's self-inflicted. We imposed it upon ourselves. Chadoshim and gam yishanim doidi tzafantiloch. The chadoshim are the derabbanons. The yishanim. Yeah, that goes back to Maimon Har Sinai. Amar Rav Chisalim derabbanon. That becomes sadar gadot kamei. So there was a rabbi who was being mesader divrei agada in the presence of Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda asked him, "Tell me, mishmi aloch chadoshim gam yishanim out." You know, pshan in that pasuk, chadoshim gam yishanim. Amar Leisi told him, "Elu mitzvahs kalois, elu mitzvahs chamurois." One is referring to the mitzvahs kalois, and the other one's referring to the mitzvahs chamurois. He told him, "The chitayr pa'amim pa'amim nitno." The kalois and the chamurois were given together. Why would it be called chadoshim gam yishanim? Elo, he told him, like he said, "Halalu midivrei tayra, the halalu midivrei soifim." What does this pasuk mean? A pasuk in Koheles, Bini, says the Gemara. Hizar b'divrei soifrim, yoysim b'divrei toira, v'yoysim mehema, more than the divrei toira, Bini, my son, hizar, be careful from the asoy svarim harbe. What you see in the svarim, you have to be more careful from than you do from the divrei toira, yesh b'maseh v'loysaseh. But v'divrei soifrim, meaning divrei toira. So there's an asay, there's a loysaseh, there's a loysaseh where you get malchus, then there's loysaseh we don't get malchus, there's lavshanit and lazarus, mises bezdin, this Chorus, that's on the Deiraisa. Meaning on the Deiraisa, there's a spectrum. When it comes to a Derabbanon, kolo oiver al divrei soifrim, chayiv misa. Shema toimer, you're going to say, im yesh bohen mamish b'mnei maloi nechtavu. Really, if the Derabbanons are so chomer, so how come the Derabbanons weren't written anywhere? Why do they go down on the Derabbanons? Shouldn't they have been written? So the Gemara says, the reason that they weren't written is on my cross. So svarim harbe enkates. The reason is because if you would start writing the Derabbanons, then it would be endless. It wouldn't be possible because there's so many derabbanons. So it would have been eight kates, and being there would have been eight kates. So therefore, you have this idea that the Torah, that the Rabbanans weren't written. But you have to be more careful. This is a tremendous chiddush. You have to be more careful for the Rabbanans than you have to do for the Raisas. Why? Because Divrei Torah, yeah, sometimes no punishment, sometimes yeah, punishment. But when it comes to Divrei Seifrim, Kolo Overal Divrei Seifrim, Chayiv Misan. Obviously, this is something that's Sarach Bir, right? How could it be Kolo Overal Divrei Seifrim, Chayiv Misan? V'lag Harbe Yigiyas Basar. Amar Apapa Bre, Derev Achabar Adabich, Derev Achabar Ula, Melamich, Kol Amalag Adivri Chachamim, Nidoyim B'Tzayroi Sachas. Anyone that's Malag Adivri Chachamim is going to be punished with Tzayroi Sachas, right? Who is the classic Malag Adivri Chachamim where the Gemara says he's Nidoyim B'Tzayroi Sachas? Yeshaya Noitzri. It's a Gemara in the Sugyas of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Maskevlo Rovo. So Rovo asked the Kasha, Miksiv Lahag? Lahag Ksiv. The Pasuk means something completely different. The word Lahag means Lahagois. Vehogisa Vayoyma Vilaylo. Means the Shtaig. You're taking the word Shtaig and you're turning it into Latzonis. I mean, how do you do that? Elo, no, what it means is Kola Hoigabahem. Anyone that learns Torah, Tayim Tambasir, no matter how much Torah you learn, you're always going to have a Tambasir. You see from this last Gemara, just from the segue, I think, from the smichos, what the ideas of someone that's being over al-Divrei Chachamim. When someone is over al-Divrei Chachamim, what he's doing, b'enei Chazal, is he's undermining the Chachamim. And if somebody undermines the Chachamim, that's where he's Chayiv Misa. I saw brought down b'shem the smichas Chachamim. The smichas Chachamim said, what's pshat kol over al-Divrei Chachamim Chayiv Misa? Rabbeinu Yoni talks about it in Shari Tshuva. The Rishonim already discussed this. But the smichas Chachamim said a very nice knetch. He said, because anytime someone's over al-Divrei Chachamim, he's also over in the Deiraisa. Which Deiraisa? Leisaser, the Rambam, the Ramban. He's also over the Issa of Leisaser. Where does it say in the Torah Leisaser? It says it by the Zakin Mamre. The Zakin Mamre was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He's someone that's worthy of sitting on the Sanhedrin. But he undermines the Sanhedrin. And because he undermines the Sanhedrin, he's Chayiv Misa. Now he's a Chayiv Misa, he's Chayiv Skila. Now he's a Chayiv Skila, but Cholam Yishmu V'Yiro. He's one of the four people that they didn't kill immediately. They used to wait until the Shalish Regalim, when all of Klai Yisrael would be in Yerushalayim. It's like this, Cholam Yishmu V'Yiro. It's a Mishnah Mesach to Sanhedrin. There were four people that were Chayiv Misa's Bezin that they would literally push off their sentencing date. So like this, everybody would be present at the time that these people were killed. Why? So Cholam Yishmu V'Yiro. You should learn something from it. So there's an idea of Zakei Mamre. The Zakei Mamre is the one who undermines the Sanhedrin, and his punishment is very, very hard. It's very chomer. So the Smichas Chachamim said, where does it say Lo Saser? It says it by the Zakei Mamre. So what do you see from there? That Lo Saser has a Sheiches to Mises Bezdin. Because the Zakei Mamre is Chayiv Mises Bezdin. I understand it has a Sheiches to Mises Bezdin. But at the end of the day, the Zakei Mamre is Chayiv Misa. Whoever's over Lo Saser is not Chayiv Misa. But the Tifkat, I think, is this point. That what do you see from the Zakei Mamre? You're not allowed to undermine the Chachamim. That's what Lo Saser is. That's the Dairais of Lo Saser. You're undermining the Chachamim. It's not the Isser. How could an Issa Rabbanon be more chamer than an Issa Deiraisa? But if somebody doesn't care about an Issa Rabbanon, why? Because he's a Malag al Divrei Chachamim. He's Nidam B'Tzoy Reisa. Malag al Divrei Chachamim is the point. That's very, very chamer. And that's what Kolo Over al Divrei Soifrim Chayiv Misa, Kolo Malag al Divrei Chachamim Nidam B'Tzoy Reisachas. I think that's the nekud of the Smichas Chachamim. That any time someone's over al Divrei Chachamim, what he's doing is he's an Abizrayu de Zakei Mamre. He's rearing on to that sugyo. Zakei Mamre is very, very chomer. Zakei Mamre is Misas Bezdin, and that's why Chazal could say such a lashon as a haflaga that kol over al Divrei Seifrim is Chayiv Misa. Tanu Rabbanan. On that note, on the note that kol over al Divrei Seifrim Chayiv Misa, the Gemara tells a classic story. Tanu Rabbanan. Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva. There was a story with Rabbi Akiva Shayu Chavish Bebeis Asurim. He was in Beis Asurim, presumably. He was on death row, waiting his sentencing, which ultimately would result in the Romans torturing him to death. Incidentally, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that when was Rabbi Akiva killed? When was Yotze Nishmasa Be'echad? Akiva with an Aleph, Echad, like the Chassam Sofer says. When was it Yotze Nishmasa Be'echad? It was on Yom Kippur. The Sfarim say Rabbi Akiva was killed on Yom Kippur, and he was Be'beis Asurim from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, and eventually he was killed al Kiddush Hashem on Yom Kippur. So this story took place during Chodesh El. Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi Mesharsoi. Rabbi Kiva had a gabbai. His name was Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi. And every day, Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi would bring Rabbi Akiva a little bit of water. That's how Rabbi Akiva stayed alive. One day, so the guard saw
And Rabbi Yeshua Agarsi, Amalois, he goes to Rabbi Yeshua, Hayoyme Mecham Rubin, it looks like you have more water today than you usually have. Shema Lachta Beis Asurim Atatzarech, are you planning a prison break? Meaning, maybe you want to pour the water on the ground, soften the ground like this, you'll be able to dig a tunnel and get out. Shafa Chetzion, Benasan Lechetzon. Rabbi Yeshua Agarsi had no choice. He spilled out some of the water and he walked, came back with the rest of the water. Shabbat, it's Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yeshua Agarsi comes to Rabbi Akiva, Amalois. So Rabbi Akiva tells Rabbi Yeshua Agarsi, Yeshua, Inati Yadesh, Zokinani, don't you know that I'm an old man, my life is in your hands. How come you're giving me so little water? So Rabbi Shua Garsi told him what happened. He told him, okay, so give me the little bit of water that you have. So I could wash my hands. Maybe he had a little bit of bread also. So he wanted to eat bread. So he said, give me the little bit of water. It's like this, I could wash my hands. You have to wash my machronim. So Rabbi Shua Garsi told Rabbi Akiva, you don't even have enough water to drink. Lito yodech magin. You're going to wash Netilas Yadayim? You may end up dying because you wash Netilas Yadayim. Lishtois ein magiyin. Every person needs, at the very least, pas b'melech, v'yayim b'mesurah. You don't even have that. Says, how could you do that? Oh, my words, Rabbi Akiva told him, Mo'esa, what should I do? Shechayov en aleyim misa. If somebody is mevatel the mitzvah of mayim rishonim, is chayim misa. Mutav amos misas atzmi. I'd rather die myself for lo ever al das chaverei. Rather to be over al das chaverei, which ultimately is going to result in a chiv misa anyways. Amru, they say lo tom klum. He didn't eat anything. Ad shehivi lo mayim until they brought. Meaning he was not maskin Rabbi Akiva. He waited until Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua guys didn't want to give him the water. So Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, you need the water. Please, he said, I'm not going to eat that. So he had no choice. He had to give him the water. When the chum heard about Rabbi Akiva. And they heard about how meticulous he was for the Rabbanans. Amru, they made a Kal V'chaymer. They said, Ma bezeknusay kach. Madach, he was this way when he was older. Be aldusay lachas kama v'kama. Can you imagine what he must have been like when he was younger? Ma bebeso asurim kach. And if he was this way in a beso asurim, under these conditions, shaloi bebeso asurim, alachas kama v'kama. We're going to get back to this. Amru, Avinu, Mashmo, B'shal Shadigin, Shloime Eruvin, V'Netilas Yadayim. When Shloime Melech was Mesakin Eruvin, and Netilas Yadayim, Yotzis Abaskov Amr, there was a Baskov that came out and said, B'ni, im chocham li becha yismach li bi gamoni. That the Eibishter said, B'ni, my son, im chocham li becha, you're so smart, yismach li bi gamoni. The Eibishter kaviyocha was shepping nachas. V'oimer, another pasuk, say my dich, acham b'ni v'samach li bi, v'yishiva chorfi davar. So what does it mean that Shloime HaMelech was mesakin eruv v'chatzeres? Netilas Yadayim, we know what that means. So what does it mean, eruv v'chatzeres? It is an important Rashi. Rashi says that the chiddush of Shloime HaMelech wasn't just Eruv v'chatzeres, but v'gozar shaloi lohoitzi mirshus hayochid v'shus hayochid chaveri lasis yog v'harchoko l'isr toiro shaloi yove lahatim mirshus harabim l'shus hayochid. The chiddush of Shloime HaMelech was twofold. Number one, he was mechadish the iser hoitzah mirshus hayochid l'shus hayochid. So this is the rest of the story. The whole backdrop of Masechtas Erevin is predicated on an iser derabanan that you're not allowed to carry from Reuven's rishus hayochid to Shimon's rishus hayochid, or you can't carry from a rishus that belongs to one person to a chatzir that's mishutefes that belongs to a lot of people. It's a gzeira derabanan, but it's a very early gzeira derabanan. Who was masakin it? Shloime HaMelech. So when it comes to mukta, we spoke about what the origin of mukta is. Nechemya ben Chachalya, but then you had the kasha of the Balatanya from the Gemara and Daf Lamed, where it seems that in the times of David and Shloime, you had mukta as well. So there are some takonas that are very, very early. We mentioned all the time that the Vilna Gaon said that ruba de ruba of takonas Chazal were originated in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. But there are some takonis that date way earlier. Says the Gemara, B'shoshe tikin Shloime Erevin. What does it mean, Erevin? He was Mesakin Erevin. The Isser, plus he also was Mechadish Daloch Eruv Chatzeres, and Netilas Yadayim said there was a Baskol, and the Baskol said, B'ni, M'chocham Libecha, Yismach Libi Gamoni, Chacham B'ni V'samach Libi, V'ashiv Echorfi Dover. Toysa asks Akasha that there's another very famous takono that goes back to the times of Shloime HaMelech. And that is Shnius La'arayas. Right? The Gemara says in different places that Shnius La'arayas belongs to Shloime HaMelech. So Frey Tosfos, that how come the Gemara didn't say that B'shoshe Tikein Shloime Erevin Unetilas Yadayim V'Shnius La'arayas Yotzes Abaskov Amr? Why is it only Erevin and Unetilas Yadayim? What happened to Shnius La'arayas? So Tosfos says could be that the Shnius La'arayas was instituted later. It was after the Baskol. This Baskol was at the time that Shloime was Misakin Erevin and Unetilas Yadayim. Could be those two happened at the same time. And as it relates to the Baskel of Shnius, maybe that happened later. But I saw in the Chsam Sofer, it's in the Chdushi Chsam Sofer al Hashas, It's a Masechta Shabbos. Daf Yudal Ramad Beis. He says a different shot. He says Shnius La Rais was a takana, a very important takana, very hard sugya Masechta Yevamis. But what was Shnius La Rais at the end of the day? It was a gedder. It was a harchaka. There's a parsha of Arayas. It's very chomer. And Shlomo HaMelech wanted to make harchaka. So he felt that if you're not going to marry Shnius Arayas, you have a much better chance of not coming to be nichshol in Arayas either. The fact that Shlomo HaMelech or any Rav or Bezdin would go ahead and make a takana that in essence is merely archaka, he said, for that we don't have, need a basko, b'niim chacham libecha yismach libi gamoni, chacham b'ni v'samach libi, why v'ashivi charfi davar. For that, you don't need such a basko. He said, you know what was unique about Eruvi Chatzeris and Netilas Yadayim? It wasn't just an iser. It was actually a solution. It was tachlis. He said, it's true. He was very worried about carrying Mishus HaYochid, Lishus HaYochid. Okay, so he didn't just say, okay, you can't carry anymore. Done, you have to sit home on Shabbos. That's not what he said. He said there's something called a Eruv Chatzeres. He figured out a way to make it work. He came up with a solution. Netilas Yadayim, what was he worried about? He was worried that people that are Tomei are going to be Nichshol and Kachem and Tyrus. That's the whole idea of Netilas Yadayim. So he came up with a solution. He said, wash your hands like this. You're not going to have a problem. He said, for a solution, for an Eitzah, for a Mahalach, to get a Yid out of a predicament, for you to go ahead and come up with a way to prevent you from going ahead and doing something wrong in a positive, in a solution-oriented way. So Klai Yisrael is talking to HaKadosh Baruch, these are psukim and shir ashirim, the hard psukim to understand. L'chadoidi neitzei asada, no, Lina Bakfarim, come Doidi, my beloved. Let's go out into the field. We'll spend the night in the villages. Nashkima Lakroma, we'll wake up early in the morning and we'll go to the vineyards. Nira, and we'll see in Parcha HaGefen, if the Gefen, the vines, are starting to be Pireach. Pitach HaSmadar, he Netzu HaRimoyna, we'll take a look at the fruit and see where they're holding. Sham Etain as Doidi Lach, and it's over there that I'll give you my Doidai. Says the Gemara, what does this all mean? L'cha Doidi Netzu, Asad Amrik Nesra, Othnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Klai Yisrael talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribayna Shalaylam, Al Tidineni, Ki Yoshvei Kraken. Don't judge us like the Yoshvei Kraken. What's wrong with the people that live in the big cities? Sheish behem gezel, va'arayos, ushvua shav, ushvua shveker. Rather, netzei asada, boi va'aracha, talmidech hachavim, sho'iskim b'tayim, b'teich atchak. Let me take you out into the fields, into the suburbs, into the rural areas, into the villages, where you have talmidech hachavim, yeah, they're not involved in grace of zachin, and over there, what do? They're oiskim b'tayim, b'teich atchak. Ebishta, I want you to see us like those people. Nolino bakforim. What does that mean? Al tikri bakforim, elu bakkoifrim, boi varacha, oisam sheshpatum am toivo. I'm going to show you the umay sa'olam. Ebishta, before you have kindness on us, before you get upset at us, look at the umay sa'olam. You gave them all this good. They have it good on this world. Right? How you die, you midei Esav. Esav has a good deal on this world sometimes. But they ain't kofru b'cha, and they're koifrim you. Nashkim alakromim. He said, elu batikneses, batim midrashas. Let's wake up early in the morning and let's go to the batikneses and the Bate Midrashas. What does that have to do with a Kerem? Kishenichnusu Rabbi Seinu leKerem beYavnu. That's how the Olam used to sit in the base Medrash. Nira in Parcha Gefen, Elibali Mikra. Pitach Asmada, Elibali Mishnah. In Eitzor Rimonu, Elibali Gemara. Shom Etin is Doidi Loch. Aracha Kvoidi. I'll show you there my covid. Vigoidli Shevach Banayu Bnoisa. I want to show you how my children, they all praise you. Either way, exhale. So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf, and that is the Gemara told an epic story. Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva. There was a story with Rabbi Akiva. Shayu Chavish Bebeis Asurim. V'hoi Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi Mesharsa. He had a gabbai. His name was Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi. And every day Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi would bring him water, and Rabbi Akiva lived on that water. One day, the Shomer of the Beis Asurim saw Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi walking in with the water, and for some reason he thought he had too much water. So he told him, what are you doing? You're trying to plan an escape? He said, give me the water. He took the water, and he poured out half of the water. Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi, Nebuch, he has to go to Rabbi Akiva, and he has to give him half the amount of water that he used to give. Akiva asked him, my high. So he told him what happened. So Rabbi Akiva said, I hear. Let me take the water. I want to wash my hands, my rishonim. So like this, I can eat. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, he said, Lishtois ein magi. Magian. You don't have enough water to drink. Little Yodecha Magian. He says, if you're going to pour out the water, you might die, Chalila. He says, you can't do that. Amaloi told him, Ma'esa. Shechayev and Alem Misa. Because Kaloever al Divrei Chachamim, Kaloever al Divrei Soifrim, is Chayev Misa. Mutav Amus Misas Atzmi, Veloi Ever al Das Chavera. He says, I'd rather die myself. I'd rather be Ma'amber Atzmi Ladas than to be Over al Das Chavera. Amru, Rabbi Shua Gaisa didn't want to give him. He said, I'm not giving you the water. You're going to drink it. He said, like Tom Klum. He said, I'm not eating. So they made a big deal. Number one. So who is Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi? Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi is mentioned in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Tav Kuf Ches Amar Aleph, Ayin Sham. It's actually interesting, some nuances in that Gemara. But Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi's legacy is that he was Rabbi Akiva's Gabbai. He was his Shabbos, and certainly in the end of days. In fact, there's a very interesting Medrash. The Medrash says that after Rabbi Akiva's Petiro, Kishenerek Rabbi Akiva Alidei Malchus Harisho. It's a medrash in Mishlei Parshatess. Nitbal Bikfurosai Eliyahu Novi Zochelatov. So Eliyahu Novi and Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi together, they were the ones that were making sure that Rabbi Akiva would be buried. V'hinoisei al k'seifav yachad Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi talmidus Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi Eliyahu. So Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi turned to Eliyahu Novi and he said, V'aloi koyin mar. Aren't you a koyin? Pinchas is Elio. For also a koyin letam of the mace. How you be metamet to a mace? Oh my. So Bishua Garsi told Elio. Now we told the Bishua Garsi. Chayecha Rabbi Yeshua. She ain't tuma betalmidei chachamim. V'loy betalmideim. A fascinating medrash. A fascinating medrash. Rabbi Vadya Yosef in Yechavedas. And this is in Chelik Dalid, it's Simen Nun Ches, was asked the following question. Is a kohen allowed to go to the Maras HaMachpelah? Is he allowed to go to Kibrei Tzadikim? So what would be the tzad, yeah? So Rav Avad Yosef said, it's this Chazal. Because Eliyahu HaNavi told Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi that I can be involved in the kfura of Rabbi Akiva. And the reason is, she'ein tumah b'talmidei chachamim v'loy b'talmidei. Either way, he has a long tshuva. At the end, he comes out that it's not poshut at all. His punchline is Lafichach mitzvah lohichiach lekayhanim acharedim ledvar Hashem v'amirin ima. Say it in a nice way. Lobal yachnisu atzvam besofik itzatumah de reisa ulechaluk dushas kunasim ulumaychicham yinav aleim tovah berachas toiv. But either way, there is a basis for it. There is a basis, and the basis is this medrash and mishnah. But either way, that's where Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi was. Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi was the one who had the schus to take care of Rabbi Akiva during his final days, Chodesh El, the end of his life, until Yom Kippur, until he was finally killed. And that's what Yeshua HaGarsi's mentioned very few times in Chazal, and it's all related to the Achras HaYomim, the final days of Rabbi Akiva. The Teres Chayin, on this Gemara, asks a bombaka, a very obvious question. Rabbi Akiva refused to drink the water that he was given by Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi. Instead, he used the water to wash Mayim Rishonim. Faith to Teres Chayin, how is Rabbi Akiva allowed to do that? The halacha is that if someone is posed with a predicament where either he violates a mitzvah or he loses his life, he has to violate the mitzvah. There's three aveiros that are chamurois, with halach is yehorig v'ayavar. Avodah zarah, gilui arayis, and shvichas damim. Any other mitzvah sasei d'arayis, and certainly a dirabanan, the halach is yavar v'hayirarik. So the mitzvah, halach is not yehorig v'ayavar, the halach is yavar v'hayirarik. So freak to Teres Chaim, he says, I don't understand. How is Rabbi Akiva allowed to allow himself to die? What was his lashon? He said, "Mutav amus misas atzmi. I'm prepared to die. I'm not going to drink the water. I'm not going to eat. I'm prepared to die." V'lo ever al das chaver. What do you mean? How was he allowed to do that? L'chayr, it's not yehorig v'ayavar. It's not about dezara. It's not gilu rais. It's not shvichas damim. What it was my marishonim. So if all it was my marishonim, had Rabbi Akiva for my marishonim have a right to do that. So what are you going to tell me? Because kol ever al divrei soifim chayiv misa. There are a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah where you chayiv misa, but the halach is yavar v'ayochil Shabbos is also chayiv misa. But there's no halacha that says, oh, because if someone's b'chal Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. So it's for that reason that halacha is going to be yehorig v'ayavar. Kadanish. Yehorig v'ayavar is a din in avay dezara gila rai shvichas damim. So what gave Rabbi Akiva gerech to do it? So it says in Teres Chaim that really it should be told in a machlokes rishonim. Because it's a machlokes rishonim whether if somebody decides that instead of going with the halacha of chayiv behem, instead of being a yavar v'al yehorig, I want to be yehorig v'al yehorig. I want to be machmer. Is a person allowed to be machmer? Is someone allowed to be machmer and give up his life even for something that's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris? So some Rishonim say you are allowed to. But the Rambam Shita in the fifth parak of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah is that you're not allowed to. In fact,
The Rambam's lashon is very, very sharp. Kol mi shenemar bo yaver val yohorig v'nerag v'lo yavar hareza mischayev benavshoy. He's going to be chayev misa for what he did. Meaning, it's hareza mischayev is very, very chamor. It's from the worst things you could do. You're ma'abed atzma ladas. You have no right to do it. It's afraid that teres chayev. Boy, the shitas Rambam that holds that if something is yaver val yohorig, it doesn't just mean you don't have to give up your life. What it means is you're not allowed to give up your life. Hareza mischayev benavshoy if he gives up his life. His nefesh, his neshama is going to be impacted by what he just said. That's not something you're allowed to do. So how is Rabbi Akiva allowed to say, Mutav omus misas atzmi v'loy ever al das chaverai l'chura, this Gemara would seem to be a mefurish rai, not like the Ram Shita. As I pray to Teres Chaim, and Teres Chaim says, very big yisoid. He says, v'shema yesh l'chalik. Could be you could say a chilik. The kol heicha, the bari loy, she yehareg, inu rashoy limsar atzmi. It could be any time a person knows for sure that he's going to die, then the halacha is, says the Rambam, you're not allowed to give your life up. But Vashani Hach, here it was different, the Sveika Hava. It was only a Safik. You see, he ended up having water. So it says the Teres Chaim, it could be, you have to say, there's a chilik between someone that knows for sure he's going to die, or for someone that it's only a Safik, whether or not he's going to die. Meaning, we know when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh, there really isn't much of a difference between Vadai Pekuach Nefesh and Safik Pekuach Nefesh. That's Pashat. Even if you ask a Shaila, you saw that many times when we learn Masechta Shabbos. You're not even allowed to ask questions because Safek Pekuach Nefesh is treated just as stringently as Vaday Pekuach Nefesh. Stating that, says the Teres Chaim, as it relates to the Rambam Sheet and Hilchas Yisrael Dei HaTorah, Perakei Alocha Dalit, that Kol Mishanema Bayabe Val Yohorek, V'nerik V'layover, Hareza Mischai Ben Avshay, could be over there, Chafsa Nafkemino, between a Vaday and between a Safek. Someone that's giving himself up Vaday the Pekuach Nefesh, then the Halacha is Hareza Mischai Ben Avshay, that you're not allowed to do. But if it's only a suffix, then maybe you can. So if somebody finds himself in a predicament where it's a question, should I do the mitzvah or maybe violate the mitzvah? But what's at stake over here is Pekuach Nefesh. If it's Vaday Pekuach Nefesh, unless it's from the Gimel Averis Chamurus, you have no choice but to do the Avera. You have to not do the mitzvah. Taloch is Yaver Val Yehorek, even Bidi Yeved. You're not allowed to be Machmi, you're not allowed to be Frum when it comes to this. Harezim is Chayiv Ben Avshay. But if it's only a suffix, if something bad is going to happen to you, and Vada, you're going to be over an Isser. So then the halach is, you're supposed to be over the Isser. So I was thinking, could be like this Teres Chaim, we can answer a kasha that we spent some time with in Perek Rabbi Eliezer Demila. It was one of the eight kashas that we mentioned in the end of Perek Rabbi Eliezer Demila. And that is, we know that when the Yidu in the Midbar, they didn't do Bris Mila. Why didn't they do Bris Mila? So the Gemara says, because there was no Ruach Tzafinus. The northern wind that they needed to heal the babies after the Bris Mila didn't blow in the Midbar. So it was considered dangerous. It's for that reason they didn't do Bris Mila. Stating that Shevet Levi was Kishamru Bris, right? Rashi brings the parashas Vezleis HaBracho, Brischa Yinsayru. They were Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila, even when they were in the Midbar. And we mentioned that Chasam Sofer and Avni Nezer and other tzaddikim and gedolim asked that how is Shevet Levi allowed to do that? At the end of the day, Shevet Levi is putting themselves into a matzav of sakana. That's not something you're allowed to do. Meaning, to the extent that it's a question of pekuach nefesh, so then it's yavor va'al yoharik. Because Bris Mila is not yoharik of yavor, or maybe it is. We spoke about all this. But the point is, l'chayre Mila is not one of the Gemal Averis Chamuris. So if it's not one of the Gemal Averis Chamuris, so it comes out that it's Yaver Val Yehorik. If it's Yaver Val Yehorik, you're not allowed to be Machmer. So what's this Chumri Yisera of Shevet Levi? Wow, they were so Machmer Fakert. They weren't allowed to. Tumecha v'urecha l'ish chasidecha. That's not chasidus. The Rambam says, kol mi shenema v'yaver v'yohorik v'nek v'loyover harezim eschai v'nafshi. So how is Shevet Levi allowed to put themselves into this sakana? The teretz is, this teretz chayim. V'shem yesh l'chalik. The chol eicha, the bari loy sheyohorik in rashoy v'msar atzmoy. But v'shani yocha the sveika hava. And what was the rai that was only a sofik, said the teretz chayim with the story of Rabbi Akiva, shari lo soif, hevi loy v'ayim. That's what happened with Shevet Levi also. You see, Shevet Levi lived to tell the story. They survived the midbar. So you see, clearly it was man yet a sofik. So if it was only a sofik, it's mamish, this teretz chayim. I think this teretz chayim right here in Erevin. Tav chof alef amid beis. Talk about tucked away. I mean, you have all the sugyas of Kiddush Hashem that are sprinkled throughout Shas. I think this is a very chashuv of Amar Makim. So like this teretz chayim that's right here, off and on this Gemara, I think you could be miyashiv. You could be miyashiv. The heilig chasam seves kasha. But I was just thinking one other knitch, and that is that Rabbi Akiva said mutav. Amos misas atzmi, v'loy ever al das chaveray. We all know the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. One of the most famous Gemaras in Shas.
The Gemara says, "B'shosha hitziu as Rabbi Akiva." This is only the second half of the Gemara. "B'shosha hitziu as Rabbi Akiva la'rigo." When it came time to kill Rabbi Akiva, it was man kriyishma haya. It was man kriyishma. Vayusorkin as b'saroi b'masrekoi shal barzel. And the Romans were literally torturing Rabbi Akiva. Vayu mekabel all of oil malcha shamayim. And he was saying Krishma. He was being mekabel all malcha shamayim. Amalei Talmidov says Talmidim told him Rabbeinu ad kan namish afazoi vait. Amalei Hemsi told him kol yomai hoyisi mitstayer al pasuk ze bechol nafshecha vahavtas Hashem loykecha bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol miyadecha. He said kol yomai hoyisi mitstayer al pasuk ze bechol nafshecha afilu noiteles nishmascha. I wanted to do this mitzvah so badly. I don't care. You want to take away my life? I'm not going to listen to you. I'm gonna do the right thing I'm supposed to. And finally, I had the opportunity. Should I not do it? He said, "Echad." The Gemara gives a teretz. Kach olo lefanei b'machshava. We know the Gemara. But you see, Rabbi Akiva, he wanted so badly to be killed by the Romans. He said, kol yomai hayisi mitzdar. Incidentally, what does it mean, kol yomai? The first 40 years of Rabbi Akiva's life. Kishayisi ha-ma'aretz. During those 40 years, he also felt kol yomai hayisi mitzdar apostolic. How could Rabbi Akiva say that? Is it true? Is this insight into the first 40 years of Rabbi Akiva? I'm not sure. But either way, he said, "Kol yom ayoyisi mitzdar al pasuk ze b'chol nafshecha afilu noiteles nishmascha amarti masa yovai liyode v'akaymenu." And it sounds like he wanted to be killed by the Romans. This event is maimed b'farhesed. This is what he wanted. Rabbi Akiva is on death row. He's waiting to be killed. And now it's a shayla of Suffolk. Pekuach nefesh, with a teras chayim, with a lamdis, in Erev and Daf Chafala from the base, what should he do? Should he drink the water or should he watch Maim HaRishonim? You know what was at stake? Not only was Rabbi Akiva going to die, Rabbi Akiva was clearly prepared to die, but it sounds like Rabbi Akiva was going to lose out on this ability for what he wanted his whole life. Kol yomei ayisi mitztair al posik zeh. The achshav shebol yodah leya kaimene. He was waiting for this moment. This is something he waited for his whole life. Could be even the first 40 years of his life. And Rabbi Akiva was willing to be mevata for all that. Why was he willing to be mevater? Because kol over al divrei chachamim. Because there's an idea of kol over divrei chachamim. He said he wasn't going to be over al divrei chachamim. And he had a gerech with this lumness of the Torah's chaim. And that's why this is the way it was going to play out. He wasn't just giving up on his life. He was giving up on this ruchnius ideal that he believed in. And b'chol nafshecha kol yomai ha'yisim mitztar al-pasik zeh. And he was willing to give it all away. Why? To wash mayim rishonim. Because that's what the Chachamim said. And kol over al divrei soifrim, and he said, I mutav omus misas atzmi, is willing to give away that whole Gemara in Brochus. I mean, you wouldn't have the Rabbi Akiva shesorkin as besorah. I mean, this, the tikkunim, you can imagine what came out from that maimid would have all been lost. Rabbi Akiva wanted it. That's the point. He wanted it. But this is still something that he was willing to be mevater. I saw the Iyun Yaakov and his parish on Ein Yaakov on the Gemara Masechtas Brochus. He says, it sounds a little bit like Rabbi Akiva was... He wanted this. Kol yomai hoyisim mitztair. Masa yovai liyodav akaymenu. And the truth is, what was the story? What's the backstory of Rabbi Akiva? He was teaching Torah b'Rabbim, then he got caught. And at first glance, it sounds like, I don't know, maybe he just got caught. But then you read the Gemara, it sounds like he wanted it. And you have it in our Gemara as well. And Daf Chafal from the days, mutav amus misas atzmi, right? It sounds like from Munzer Esugi also, that he was somehow prepared to, he was prepared to give himself up. I'll just tell you, a choshev and maru makoy. I just bought the Sefer Yeshua's Malkoi from Rabbi Yeshua Mikutna. So he brings, at the very end of the Sefer, there's a small chibur called Likutei Torah. So this is on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, page 151. He says something very interesting. He says, B'shoshe hippel Nimroid es Avram Avinu l'toich Kivshon Ha'esh. When Nimroid threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshon Ha'esh, so Chazal say, Bo Gavriel, Gavriel came, and he says, I'm going to come, and I'm going to save Avram Avinu. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Gavriel, Ani Yochid Ba'ilamoi, V'hu Yochid Ba'ilamoi. I'm a yachid and he's a yachid. No li yachid, lahatzel es a yachid. No li yachid, lahatzel es a yachid. So said Rabbi Shula Kutna, what's pshat in this chazal? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm going to do it. No li yachid, lahatzel es a yachid. Why did it have to be that way? So he says that the emes is that when Ezra asks Akasha, that why is it that the story of Nimrod throwing Avram Avinu into the Kivshon Ha'esh is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah? Right? It's all Teresh Baal Peh. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. A lot of the other Nisyonis are mentioned in the Torah. But the story of the
per kazdan of the kivshan ha'esh, that's not something that's mentioned in the Torah. See, so what's the pshat? Said Rabbi Yeshua Mikotna. He said, "Lava l'adavar mufon ki mitzvahs kiddush Hashem who rakim roitzin lo'ontzoy lavet avodah zarah." Kiddush Hashem is if somebody gets forced into kiddush Hashem. He said, but really, a person is not supposed to look for that kind of situation. In fact, if a person incites the enemy and ends up in a situation of kiddush Hashem, ulay habi bechlal ma'abed asmi ladas. And he says, it's for that reason we daven al tivieni l'dei nisoy. Avla Avram Avinu mida acheres hoisavoy. Shehiskar ben Nimrod, he raged on Nimrod. V'doyre in the whole generation. K'moishem etzina ben Medrash. And you know what Nimrod eventually did? He punished him. What was the punishment? He threw him into the kivshon ha'esh. I'm skipping. Hoisekfar nekama mi Nimrod. V'chol si puriyat. This was a nekama of Nimrod. And what Avram Avinu did wasn't poshit. In fact, in halacha, what Avram Avinu did would be a geder of ma'abed atzma ladas. But Avram Avinu did it anyways. So said Rabbi Shomi Kutno, kol sipuri ha-toyro, all the sipuri ha-toyro, heim alohoyro, says ha-maisa ha-shanasa. It's all halacha la-maisa. Why? What's the toyro? What's the point? All the stories in Bereishis, Noyach, it's for us to learn. You're supposed to learn something. Ma'she'ekin sipur ha-kivshon, shebal yidei nesoyin shal Avram, einoy derech avureinu. It's not for us. Rach echad. There was one person, Avram, shall you yochid ba'ilam? In mamuna ha'tahira, amad neged adar lo hichicham ulehayir es achoshech. Va'yudeze hoye besakana v'nitzel. Avol einze toiru ledoiris. This is not toiru ledoiris. V'zehu yochid ba'ilamoy. B'shvil shehu yochid. And it's for that reason that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and saved. You know why? Because Gavriel, Alpi Din couldn't save Avram Avinu. You hear what's going on? He couldn't save him because he was a ma'abed atzma ladas. He had no right to put himself into this situation. But Davka Kodesh Baruch, who was a yochid, Eretz Vashtanin, that Avram Avinu was also a yochid. And that's why he went ahead and saved himself. I was thinking, Rabbi Akiva did the same exact thing. Kol Yom HaYisim Mitzvah is the Iyun Yaakov, is the Baal Shvus Yaakov. The Iyun Yaakov is an old kasha from an old Rav in Prague in the 1600s. He's the one who asked this question. He said, Kol Yom HaYisim Mitzvah, how was he allowed to put himself into this situation? It's a shver kasha. Medavisen Ateris. If the Iyun Yaakov said Sorochin, it's a very, very good kasha. But he wasn't the first one to do it, Rabbi Akiva. Avram Avinu did the same thing. And what happened when Avram Avinu did it? Omel HaKadosh Baruch, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Gavriel, Ani Yochid Ba'ilamai, V'hu Yochid Ba'ilami, No Li Yochid, Lahatzel Asa Yochid. When did Rabbi Akiva die? When did Rabbi Akiva die? Yotzin hayomayrich be'echad, ache yotzin nishmasa be'echad, yotzin sabasko va'amro, ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, she yotzin nishmasa be'echad. Could be there's a thief guide over here. The Rabbi Akiva was like Avram Avinu. Rabbi Akiva was makel kilos berabim. Rabbi Akiva was the one who had 24,000 talmidim, and then Rabbi Akiva had another 5 talmidim. He had a talmid Rabbi Meir. V'kulan aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was like the lot l'shoyne yazov shel bala Yeshua's malkoi. Hayoyochid ba'olam imamuna ha'tahira. He too was a yachid by lamai. Yatzan ishmasai be'echad. Because there was an idea of an echad. A yachid is allowed to do this. Rabbi Akiva, like Avram Avinu, was yatzan ishmasai be'echad.